Mix of drivers up front, in the middle, and in the back as we get set for pre-race ceremonies for the Toyota Owners 400. While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR being brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, Madison Street, downtown Durand.
The NASCAR Cup Series is racing on Easter Sunday night at Richmond Raceway. Motor Racing Network with you right here with live flag-to-flag coverage of the Toyota Owners 400. So glad you're spending your Sunday night with us here on the Motor Racing Network. If you're just joining us, Mother Nature has been a force to be reckoned with. It is currently raining here at Richmond. However, once the rain dissipates, wet weather tires are available for a dampened and drying track. More on that coming up. Pre-race ceremonies in a moment as Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott get ready to lead the field to the green flag. Four Chevrolets will start in positions 1, 2, 3, 4. Highest qualifying Toyota, Bubba Wallace in fifth. Highest qualifying Ford tonight, Todd Gilliland of Front Row Motorsports in sixth. It's going to be a fun night in Richmond. Let's go trackside for pre-race ceremonies.
Please rise as you are able and remove your hats, and veterans render a hand salute as Goochland High School Marine Corps Junior ROTC Color Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer tonight's invocation, please welcome wife of NASCAR Hall of Famer Bobby Labonte, Kristen Labonte.
Father, thank you for bringing us together here at Richmond Raceway on this amazing Easter Sunday. Help us live every day in your grace and your glory, and let you guide our journeys here at the track and beyond. May we all believe in the happiness and the hope of Christ. Today, Lord, we pray for a good day for the drivers and the teams, the officials and the glorious fans. Let the truth of your word show us the way, and let your joy fill all our hearts. Amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome four-time Grammy Award-winning artist Michael Tate.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Drivers have been introduced. They are getting ready for action. We have to deal with Mother Nature, but we are confident that we are close to getting the Toyota Owners 400 underway.
This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
Hi, I'm Kyle Penn. You may know that Victory Junction provides fun, adaptive, and life-changing experiences for kids with all levels of abilities, serious illnesses, and chronic medical conditions. But did you know that camp is free for the children and families we serve? Your support helps every camper build a foundation to live their best life. Make your gift today at at victoryjunction.org/donate and feel your heart race.
Jeff Striegel, Alex Hayden, and NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace are standing by topside. When we can come back, they will take the reins and will lead us through tonight's Toyota Owners 400. From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
At the Richmond Raceway, the NASCAR Cup Series early season short track swing continues with a stop in the capital of the Commonwealth of Virginia. 2 weeks ago at Bristol Raceway, the first short track stop featured extreme tire wear, forcing drivers to tap into their tire conservation skill sets. Today at Richmond, Kyle Busch expects the same to be the case, just not to the extent of Bristol, but drivers will be forced to practice restraint and the finesse that goes along with it.
That's essentially what you got to do. You just got to ride and try to maintain your pace as best as you can without slipping a front tire, without slipping a rear tire, which is kind of keeping the car underneath you. So that's the biggest thing here, being able to do the same thing. But instead of it being at a 50% level like Bristol was, here you can probably do it at an 80 or 85% level.
Live from Richmond, the NASCAR Cup Series Toyota Owners 400. Next.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Cup Series.
It's going to be a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll and pass the race car today, pal.
Hey, boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Tonight, the Toyota Owners 400 from Richmond Raceway. Sponsored by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. By GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to GEICO. By Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. By Liberty University. Enter to win one of several scholarships at liberty.edu/24. By O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. By Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff. By Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance.
36 teams, 400 laps, 300 miles, race 7 of the 2024.
definitely up there on the most difficult, too. So, yeah, just try to get a hang of it here.
We'll see what happens with it. Kyle Larson, slow pace, difficult racetrack, uber-talented driver. He's going to lead us to green, Jason.
Christopher Bell getting ready to jump behind the wheel of his Mobile 1 Toyota as he gets some help from the crew, getting strapped in here as he gets suited up, drying off the feet. They don't want to have any moisture on the feet as they get ready to jump behind the wheel here. And I'll tell you what, guys, one of the big things here, too, is making sure that windshield has got some Rain-X, a little bit something to kind of make the beat.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Welcome to Martinsville.
Martinsville isn't your average everyday racetrack. It's truly one of a kind. The speed, the shape, the history, the hospitality, and heck, even the hot dogs. A one-of-a-kind weekend at the short track of NASCAR with trucks on Friday, Xfinity on Saturday, and Cup Series on Sunday. It's one event too amazing to miss. NASCAR Weekend at Martinsville Speedway, April 5th through the 7th. Get your tickets now at martinsvillespeedway.com.
Wet weather tires are on these race cars. We're 2 minutes 15 seconds away from the command. We'll explain when we come back from Richmond Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little everything, even pickup truck. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built. Built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Again, wet weather tires are on these race cars. We're 45 seconds away from the command. The track is damp. Alex Hayden, we're ready to go.
We absolutely are. There are no windshield wipers. There are no flaps on the back wheels. So therefore, we will not race if there's heavy spray. The rain has stopped. There's some blue sky overhead. As a matter of fact, the Bandit flight team coming directly at us doing a second pass by. There is a rainbow over behind turns one and two in that grandstand area. It's turning into a beautiful evening to go race. And I think Christopher Bell nailed it. Nobody really knows what to expect when the green flag flies soon.
That is Alex Hayden. To his left is NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace. My name is Jeff Striegel. You've heard from Steve Post and Jason Toy. Mike Bagley coming up very shortly. Now, what you've been waiting for, a trip downstairs. It's time for the command here at Richmond.
Richmond Raceway, this is the moment you have all been waiting for. Are you ready to get this NASCAR Cup Series Toyota Owners 400 started? Here to give the command to fire engines, please welcome tonight's Toyota Owners 400 community heroes representing Special Olympics Virginia. The proud owner of a 2022 Toyota RAV4, Izzy Nelson, and her uncle, Special Olympics athlete Brian Beck.
Drive!
Bears,
start your engines!
Engines begin to come to life on the pit lane, getting closer and closer to putting the NASCAR Cup Series on the Richmond Raceway as we get set for the Toyota Owners 400.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Give us a follow.
The Motor Racing Network is on Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram. We've got links to all our podcasts, MRN Radio Race Broadcasts, and NASCAR News and Information. Video podcasts on MRN's YouTube and Facebook. On X, use the hashtag AskMRN to connect with us and our award-winning race announcers. Give us a like, post a comment, share a podcast. Just search for MRN Radio, the Motor Racing Network, on all your favorite social media outlets.
From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Motor Racing Network is live at Richmond Raceway here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Incidentally, there are four states in the United States that call themselves Commonwealths. The Commonwealths are just like any other state in their politics and laws, and there is no difference in their relationship to the nation as a whole. The four Commonwealths, well, obviously right here in Virginia. There's Massachusetts, there's Pennsylvania, and there is Kentucky. We're in the capital city of the Commonwealth of Virginia here in Richmond.
Yeah, and we have waited out Mother Nature. There is still rain around us, but right now there is no rain falling, and the track has been, I guess we'll say it this way, the standing water has been removed. The track is certainly damp, but that's why they have the wet weather tires, and the engines have fired. They'll be taking to the racetrack momentarily. Here are the numbers that you need to know. We already mentioned 400 laps in total. That's 300 miles. Stage 1 done at lap 70. Stage 2 at lap 230. Then 170 additional laps will take us all the way to the checkered flag. Three-quarter mile, Richmond Raceway. You heard from Mike Bagley earlier today. He hosts NASCAR Live Race Day. He has climbed to the top of his perch just outside of turn number three. Let's welcome him back from Milford, Delaware. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Bagley.
Thank you, Jeff. Good to be with you again. NASCAR Live Race Day in the books, high atop turn three, ready to call some unknown racing at Richmond. We know what it's like when it's dry. 14 degrees of banking in the corners. Drivers will start on the bottom, wait for the track to widen out, and then let the conservation of tires begin. We've never raced at Richmond in a damp or a wet condition. Now, as we are describing this racetrack, The rain is starting to fall again. It's going to be one of them nights, as they say in these parts, that it's going to be hit and miss, or as the King said long time ago, it's raining just enough to make it aggravating. And right now, it is starting to pick up out here in Turn 3. Whenever we go, whether it be in the wet and the dry, we'll cover all the action. High atop Turn 3 for you tonight here at the Richmond Raceway.
Can't wait for that to take place. The cars have come to life. They're sitting down on the pit lane. So why don't we bring you back to Steve Post and Jason Toy, our pit reporters, for some more inside information on what to expect and some stories to play out throughout tonight's Toyota Owners 400. We start at the exit of the pit lane in the Motor Racing Network lead pit reporter from Halstead, Pennsylvania, Steve Post.
Cars rolling off from pit road, so we are getting ready to go. You know, so much happens here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. So much good short track racing. And last night, up at Dominion Speedway, north of here in Thornburg, Virginia, it was a special race at the NASCAR Advanced Auto Parts Weekly Series track. It was their season opener, but it was also a nod to one of the legends of racing in this area, the Dickie Boswell Memorial. Dickie was a longtime racer at Old Dominion Speedway, huge supporter of local racing for years, raced teams, own teams, passed away in 2021. Last night was a tribute to Dickie Boswell. His son Richard is the crew chief for Chase Briscoe, and he is calling the shots here at Richmond tonight. Richard was part of that big event last night up there. In fact, his driver Chase Briscoe went up there and signed autographs. It was a big, big night, a big crowd up there, and tip of the cap to Doug Barnes, who picked up the win, second consecutive win in the Dickie Boswell Memorial. Taking place up at Dominion Speedway. His son Richard calling the shots here on pit road for driver Chase Briscoe. Jason?
Well, Postman, let's talk a little bit about what the crews are going to have to contend with here this evening, at least the early part of this race here at Richmond. Pit road entrance is in the middle of turns 3 and 4. The exit off there by Steve Post in the middle of turns 1 and 2. 40 miles per hour. And if we have to go green flag pit stops, you got to bog it down pretty quick to get down on the pit lane. This is the pit lane that we see. It's pretty wide, but we always see contact because the quarters where these cars stop are a little bit tight trying to get out of. So that will be one of the factors here too. And we talked about with Christopher Bell as he strapped in his race car. One of his crewmen was drying the feet off. Didn't want to have any moisture on the feet when he was trying to work the pedals. Well, for the crew guys down here, they're trying to make sure these pit boxes are getting dried out as much as they can so they don't slip when they go around to make tire changes here and the refuel with that Sunoco fuel. So they've been using the squeegee rollers to kind of put pressure on it to get some of that water off. Also got the leaf blowers out here. They got fans and other things too. We're also watching them use a little bit of blowtorch right now to try to dry an area so they can put the tape down so they have a place to stop the race car, make it that point for the driver where they know where they need to stop the cars when they come in. When we look at the pit stalls here, they've got the regular race tires that are all stacked up here and ready to go. They are covered up in tarps. Most of the teams down here, matter of fact, all the teams have got another set of wet weather Goodyear Racing Eagles here too. So they're prepared. They're ready to roll. The crew going to make sure that they are dried off as they get ready to go get the action here on the pit lane here at Richmond.
36 cars on the race team. 36 race teams are ready to go. Coming up, it's the Toyota Owners 400.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
We are under the green flag.
Listen up, NASCAR fans. Now's the time to turn your love of racing into big-time prizes. Because NASCAR Fantasy Live is your fast lane to bragging rights.
Furious racing here.
Pick 5 drivers each week of the season. Then complete additional challenges to stack points. All for your shot at the grand prize.
So let's get this party started.
For official rules and to learn more, visit NASCAR.com/fantasy and sign up today.
Sun is setting out behind turn number 4. The lights are on here. The cars are on the racetrack, hoping to go under the green flag in just a matter of a few moments. From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Welcome back to Richmond, Virginia, Richmond Raceway, the Toyota Owners 400, live on the Motor Racing Network. Glad to have you with us on this Sunday night. Lights are on, as I mentioned earlier. The track is damp, the cars are on it, and the cars are also on wet weather tires to put this race under the green flag. Let's explain once again what NASCAR plans to do, and obviously that's a moving target.
It really is. So right now the plan here for this one is extended pace laps. We have not taken a green flag yet. There's still the pace and parade laps ongoing while they send part of the Toyota Tundra track drying team down the pit lane to try to get that excess water blown off of that. Remember, they haven't been able to put any trucks on there at all because the cars have been gridded there. All the dignitaries, all the race fans with their pre-race passes been up and down the pit lane. So right now we have to get that blown away and get all that excess standing moisture off the pit lane. Then we do expect to get the one to go and go under the green flag. Wet weather tires on the race cars. There is a difference in if you're listening on scanners here at Richmond Raceway or whatever the case may be. Maybe you're going to think about this. We're going to go ahead and paint the picture for you. Is the fact that wet weather tires have white painted Goodyear Racing Eagles around the outside of it. And the dry tires, the regular racing slicks, the Goodyear lettering is all painted yellow. So right now the white lettered Goodyear wet weather tires are on. We will not race if there's heavy spray coming off of the back of these cars. Think about driving down the freeway in the rain. If there's a lot of spray coming up off of the vehicle in front of you, makes it a little difficult. Turn your windshield wipers on. Obviously, you already have your headlights on. Don't have that here. No wiper on the cars here. We do not want to race in the spray because this is not a road course. We would do that in a road course, but not on an oval with the type of speeds and a safer barrier to driver's right all the way around.
So the bottom line is, just because you have the wet weather tires on the race car does not mean that we would race in the rain. It is not raining on the front stretch. We can tell because there are puddles to the inside of the racetrack, well off the racing surface. It is not raining here, but is it raining around the racetrack? Let's find out. Mike Bagley, you're outside of turn number three. What is the weather at the moment?
Well, it's a heavy sprinkle, Jeff, and it gives way from stopping to a moderate rain to a heavy sprinkle, which is what it's doing now. It's coming and going in like 5-minute bursts, so it's not like it sets in for a while and then stops for a while. It is very consistently intermittent, if you can even call it that. So that's what we're chasing tonight. Field has been doing laps around the racetrack. They've been checking the lanes down low, checking them up high. Right now they're coming down pit lane to check their tacks. But as of right now, a light mist or heavy drizzle falling right now over here in turn three.
Either way, we've got race cars on the track. Pace car continues to circle out on the speedway as they do indeed come down the pit lane. So Rusty Wallace, it's Easter Sunday. This will be the 14th NASCAR Cup Series race to take place on Easter Sunday. First time it happened back in 1953 at Charlotte Speedway. The winner, Dick Passwater. That's right. And Rusty Wallace in 1989 right here at Richmond Raceway picked up a win on Easter Sunday. But it's different. There's moisture out there. There's dampness on the racetrack. What would you be thinking as a race car driver? We heard Steve Post just say that Cliff Daniels told Kyle Larson, expect the groove to be all the way up against the wall.
Well, I'm not for sure that's going to happen. I don't know if it will or not. Although I will tell you, this is pretty historical what's going on right now. This is one of the first times, if the first time I've ever seen rain tires on cars here at Richmond Racetrack. Now, we did see it last year in the All-Star race in North Wilkesboro. And I'll tell you what, if you guys remember that race, it was pretty doggone good. On the rain tires, those cars actually ran faster than they did on slicks. That's because the tire is much softer than a regular slick. But I expect to see this thing look really, really good early on. We might see some spins, guys trying to get used to this wet weather, who knows? But it'll probably dry the track pretty fast. I've been watching the radar, guys. I don't see a whole lot of rain behind us. I think this thing's going to dry up pretty quick. But I do expect this race to go better than maybe anticipated on wet weather tires.
You know, we can't predict the weather or what the radar might look like in 15 minutes, but we can tell you in the last 15 minutes, a major cell that was bearing down on us has skirted us and is heading south, and hopefully that will continue to be the case. And we are hearing in our ear from NASCAR, one more lap, and we will go under the green flag real quickly down to Steve Post. Let's remind everybody the sets of Goodyear Racing Eagles these teams have at their disposal.
They have four of the weather set of Racing Eagles. That right now is up at the front of the pit box. They have nine sets of the slicks, eight new ones, and the qualifier set that they had from yesterday afternoon in qualifying. And we'll see how and when and where they use all of these tires here tonight.
So the field is working around the racetrack right now. Lights out on the pace car. They're going to continue to go, weaving the cars back and forth. The fans that are here on an Easter Sunday evening that have braved the elements from earlier this afternoon, they're here, Jeff. They're standing up. They're ready to go. We're ready to start a race.
And how about applauding NASCAR for doing this? Like Rusty said, historical. We're getting ready to race. The track is damp. The fans are here. They're ready to go. We know these drivers are ready to go for 400 laps, 300 miles. Again, this is race number 7 of the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series schedule. And to kick it all off here under the lights at Richmond from Goldsboro, North Carolina, here is the Motor Racing Network's Alex Hayden.
Two by two as the pace car hits the pit lane. Eyes on Joey Acock on top of the flag stand. Green flag is in the air, and we're racing the Toyota Owners 400. From the inside lane, pole sitter Kyle Larson gets away with a race lead.
Kyle Larson will grab the point coming into the corner, and that'll leave Ross Chastain an opportunity to take his place on the bottom of the racetrack. He won't fight it. He kicks wide. Elliott goes to second. Three wide for third. Moderate spray from the cars for the first time in three.
Ross Chastain all the way to the inside as they come off of turn number three. Three wide. Also a battle for the lead. Chase Elliott will take it away from Kyle Larson. Right behind Kyle, they continue to go two and three wide.
And the leaders are already heading their way up the backstretch, or make that up the banking to the backstretch with Chase Elliott at the controls. Kyle Larson to second. Alex Bowman looks to the inside of Todd Gilliland for third.
It's a great race coming up off of turn number four. Bowman has the position by a fender. Todd Gilliland will rally back topside. This is the ongoing fight for the number three spot.
And it's a private battle. Ford and Chevy coming into the corner. You've got the Chevy of Alex Bowman to the inside of the Ford of Todd Gilliland. They continue to race there. Behind them, Ross Chastain, Bubba Wallace now going at it for fourth.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys, I don't know about you, but this race to me right now looks awful good. They're on the bottom of the track. They're four wide on the top of the track coming off of turn four. Looks like they got a lot of grip out there. Nothing like I might have anticipated, a bunch of slipping and sliding. Everything's looking good right now.
They look like they know what they're doing out there. These are the best stock car drivers in the world, and they're putting on a show right now on a damp racetrack. Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, they go 1-2. Todd Gilliland holding down third. Alex Bowman goes fourth, and they're side-by-side for fifth. And three wide right behind will pick up the battle for fifth. It's Bubba Wallace on the inside.
And on the outside is Ross Chastain. Behind them, that three wide moves. That started with Martin Truex Jr. punching a hole to the inside of the Tyler Reddick car. Also, Joey Logano. Make that Ty Gibbs in the mix with Logano and Truex.
They are, as Truex to the inside of Logano gets a good bite. Every lane is being used here throughout the field at Richmond Raceway. That ongoing fight from fourth on back continues to be great.
Here's Ross Chastain. He'll take it all the way to the wall, trying to get the better advantage and the better bite up front. Here's Larson for the top of two to the outside of Elliott for the lead in three.
Teammates going at it in a pair of Chevrolet Camaros give the advantage to Kyle Larson. He will lead lap number six. Elliott back to second. Gilliland continues to hold down third. Bowman fourth, and Mike, that battle for fifth just will not go away.
And that battle for fifth is between Bubba Wallace and Ross Chastain. Bubba on the bottom, Chastain up top. Chastain comes flying around the outside. He'll grab fifth.
Guys, what I'm seeing right now, there is no preferred groove out there whatsoever. They're running on the bottom, the middle, and the top, like I mentioned a little while ago. Some of these good road course guys always try to run out of the groove when the track is really wet, trying to get more attraction, get the tires hooked up more when they get out of that water. There's not a lot of water out there at all right now on this track. It's just damp a little bit, but it's made it so there is no preferred line. I mean, I see them on the top, in the middle, in the bottom. Actually, every single groove is occupied right now. They're not on the bottom or the top. They're all over the place.
This is pretty doggone good right now, Mike Bagley. They won't let each other go. There's still a knot off turn two.
Yeah, Kyle Larson goes three lanes from the bottom to keep the lead. Elliott to second. Bowman to third. From fourth on back, they're stacked up. Todd Gilliland at the point of that battle.
And don't think you can't pass right now. Justin Haley up 10. Chase Briscoe up 9. Suarez and Josh Berry up 8. As they climb the leaderboard, obviously others are falling down the leaderboard.
Including Kyle Busch, who's lost 13 positions. He's been searching for grip. Right now he's running all the way up against the outside wall in turn two. Carson Hocevar has lost double-digit positions as well. He's given up 10 positions here in the opening 10 laps of this race. Jeff, that's been highly entertaining.
Now what a show early on here at Richmond. Larson, Elliott, and Bowman three. Hendrick Chevrolet's at the front of the field.
And they're side-by-side for second because Alex Bowman has entered the mix. He'll draw to the inside of Chase Elliott off turn number two. Private battle for second between Bowman and Elliott. Here's Bubba and Gilliland now for fourth.
And it is Hendrick Motorsports now. 1-2-3 at the Richmond Raceway led by Larson. As Mike mentioned, Bowman has second, but Chase Elliott not ready to give it up just yet.
Crossover move for Chase coming down the front straightaway. He'll pull to the inside now. Bowman took a wider line in the middle of the corner. That'll allow him to hang on to the spot. So Bowman's in second. You've got Elliott in third, but Gilliland and Bubba now join this battle. A solid battle off the corner.
Boy, here comes Bubba on the bottom of the racetrack. He will pull even with Todd Gilliland and lead him across the line. This is the battle for fourth. Bubba Wallace on the inside.
Bubba Wallace on the move in the early going here tonight at Richmond. He'll move to the inside. He'll ease up alongside Todd Gilliland. Side-by-side battle for fourth. Bubba has the advantage, but Gilliland will sail it in on the outside.
Credit Todd Gilliland after a great practice, a great qualifying effort. He's putting together a great opening part of this race. He is really getting after it as he dives to the bottom of turn number one on Wallace.
Todd Gilliland trying to make the move while race leader Kyle Larson takes it all the way to the wall, trying to find the wettest spot of racetrack he can. It's up against that wall. He uses it in two, and he'll use the middle country in this time through three and four.
Well, guys, one thing I'm noticing right now, I'm watching the lap times that are getting faster and faster. And when I see that, that's telling me the track is drying out. It's getting more aggressive out there. I mean, the track's not as near as much moisture in it as it was when we started this race, and the lap times keep getting faster, like I said, every lap, almost a tenth of a second as we keep going.
Aren't they supposed to be slowing down, Alex Hayden? Lap after lap, you would normally think that those Goodyear tires begin to fade, but these are wet weather tires they're running on right now, and they are performing flawlessly.
They absolutely are, and normally you look at the front of the field. Kyle Larson has a 5-car length lead. You would think, man, that's the fastest guy on the racetrack. That is not the case. The fastest car on the track the last four or five laps has been back around 16th, 17th, and 18th. The fastest car on the track last lap, the 18th place car, Noah Gregson.
Let's give you a quick look at the top 10 here on lap 16. It is teammates at the front of the field and Kyle Larson, Alex Bowman, and Chase Elliott. They go 1-2-3. Martin Truex Jr. running fifth. Todd Gilliland is sixth. I miss Bubba Wallace. Bubba's running fourth. Then Truex, then Todd Gilliland. Ross Chastain running seventh. Joey Logano eighth. Ryan Blaney ninth. And Ty Gibbs completes the top 10.
You may have missed Bubba Wallace because now he's up to the number 3 spot. He's climbing the leaderboard with 17 laps complete.
I'm what you might call very good at hide and seek. And since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my super secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
Hi, I'm Kyle Penn. You may know that Victory Junction provides fun, adaptive, and life-changing experiences for kids with all levels of abilities, serious illnesses, and chronic medical conditions. But did you know that camp is free for the children and families we serve? Your support helps every camper build a foundation to live their best life. Make your gift today at victoryjunction.org/donate and feel your heart race.
Richmond Raceway is where we are. Kyle Larson still where he was when we last spoke. He's out front, and he's got a 7/10 of a second lead over his teammate Alex Bowman. Bubba Wallace is third. Chase Elliott is fourth. Martin Truex Jr. is fifth. 50 laps to go in stage number one from Richmond Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to Richmond Raceway. Continuing to work under the green flag, Kyle Larson, still the race leader. He's now put up 19 laps led. Chase Elliott led 5, but Mike Bagley, there is a driver that is on the move.
Yes, indeedy. Coming out of turn number 2, they race their way off the end of the back straightaway. We're following along with Alex Bowman. We're following along Martin Truex Jr. Lots of drivers showing muscle here in the early going,
including Bubba Wallace, who has come all the way up to second. He is 5 car lengths behind the race leader, Kyle Larson, and is 25 back to Alex Bowman. We got a long way to go in this one, Alex Hayden. We are 45 laps shy of just the end of stage number 1. 375 laps remain in tonight's event.
It does, and things we talk about, Rusty Wallace, when we race in the damp conditions. You mentioned earlier, these wet weather Goodyear tires thrive when the track is wet. As we look over here up off of turn number 4, we're starting to see the heat coming out of the header pipes on these cars drying out the racetrack just a bit. What do the drivers need to do?
Right now, the drivers know that they're getting more grip as they go on and on because the track is actually drying out quite a bit. We're seeing it especially off of turn 4 from up here in our MRN booth. We can see the track getting lighter. The thing that they need to be concerned about now is wearing these tires too hard, because you got to remember, rain tires are much softer than a regular slick tire. So if you abuse them, you can wear them out fast. Right now, the tires look like they're hanging in there okay, but I have noticed the fast cars that went to the bottom of the track now, they're running the conventional fast line.
NASCAR listening to you, Rusty Wallace, because they have called for a competition caution to fly in a lap and a half, lap 30. We're working lap 28, soon to be lap 29. A comp caution coming up in just one lap. Kyle Larson showing the way over Bubba. Bubba's got 30 back to Alex Bowman. That's where it's hot and heavy. Mike Bagley, you got Alex Bowman there. You got Ross Chastain and Chase Elliott. Todd Gilliland and Joey Logano. It's the battle for third, and it's working its way to turn number two.
Three Chevrolets and two Fords racing in this battle with Alex Bowman at the head of it. Side by side behind him, you got Chase Elliott on the outside. You got Ross Chastain down low, and that Gilliland-Logano battle flaring up behind them.
It is. So this is all, again, from the number three spot on back. It is a couple of Hendrick Motorsports Camaros right there as the competition caution now flies on lap number 30. So the competition caution is going to slow this field down. An impressive 30-lap green flag stretch in the damp to get the Toyota Owners 400 underway.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Sarah wants a yard.
My own little paradise.
Brad, however, hates yard work.
The only thing I hate more than cutting the grass is paying someone to cut the grass.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Sarah and Brad found a great home with a yard. A very, very small yard.
Time to get it done. And I'm done.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
She is the track too tough to take.
The Lady in Black. She's got a thing for tradition, a hankering for history, and she sure likes a good challenge. Well, when Throwback Weekend comes to town, she'll get exactly what she wants and play extra hard to get.
These guys are going to have their hands full.
Shall We Dance? The official Throwback Weekend of NASCAR, May 10th through the 12th. Get your tickets now at DarlingtonRaceway.com.
Pit road is closed as we work the first caution of the evening. This is a competition caution put on by NASCAR. From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Coming back to Richmond Raceways, we work under the caution flag. Damp conditions to start the race with the Goodyear Eagle wet weather tires. Track beginning to dry out as you would expect with 38 NASCAR Cup Series cars putting all that heat down out of the header pipes as well as the tires that they were circling around this racetrack on. So NASCAR puts out the competition caution. They're going to continue to circle. They are not going to bring them down to pit lane just yet. And Steve Post, it's going to be a bit of a twist when they come to pit lane.
Yes, it is. This is a non-competitive pit stop. The reason being is that all the pit boxes are not dry, and we don't want these athletes that are pitting these cars to slip, fall, a car to spin, a car to slip, and get into some people down here. So, consequently, this is a non-competitive pit stop. So the way you came in is the way you will go out. The cars will come in. As a matter of fact, they're sending the track giant crew down the front stretch now. So they're going to take a pass here on pit road to help dry this racetrack out. But they will then come in, stop in the pit box. When all the cars are stopped in the pit box, NASCAR will indicate that the crew members can then start to service the car, and they will put on the Racing Slick. The Goodyear Racing Eagle Slick tires will be put on the car. So it's going to be a few moments because they are making a pass with the jet dryers down the front straightaway, and we will get this pit road as dry as possible, but they do not want to put any crew members in risk with any wet spots here on the racetrack. So it will be a non-competitive pit stop here once pit road is finally open.
So lap 35 goes on the board as we work just a basic normal caution at the moment. Rusty, how impressed are you with what we saw here in these opening 30 green flag laps?
Well, Alex, so far I'm real impressed. I mean, I saw what I saw last year at North Wilkesboro when they put those rain tires on. And we were all surprised how good the cars ran, how fast they were. I saw exactly the same thing just now. 30 laps are pretty fast speeds out there. Everybody looked in control. I agree they probably do need this 30-lap stop right now. You got some great drivers out there, like Kyle Larson, who's up front, says, hey, this racetrack now is ready for slicks. Whether they're going to do that yet, I don't know. But the windshields are pretty covered over right now. They're pretty dirty out there. They kind of look to me like you're at the end of a Coca-Cola 600 where your windshield's been pretty doggone dirty. So it's time to get those babies cleaned up and get everything back to normal. But I tell you what, we've did some great racing out there right now. I know that's what the fans wanted. I know it's what I wanted. And we all learned a lot so far.
Yes, we did, as the jet dryers continue to work down the pit lane in the opposite direction to blow the jet fumes and that hot air away from the crews and the fans that line the backside of the pit wall. As great as the drivers are, and they are, because they just ran 30 laps in the damp, we really need to say congratulations and thank you to Goodyear for the tire that they brought. Nobody knew really what to expect. We heard the drivers say that. We have no idea when the green flag flies what to expect. But how about a huge tip of the cap to Stu Grant, Greg Stucker, and the entire team at Goodyear for what they brought.
Well said. They deserve a good pat on the back. There's no doubt about that. My entire career racing on Goodyear tires, they've had my back my whole entire career. And right now, these guys have built just one whale of a rain tire that worked perfect right here on this super fast 3/4 mile oval track. And it worked great so far. And so now we'll keep on going and we'll see what happens. But yeah, two kudos to Goodyear for a wonderful tire they've designed and brought here to Richmond. And I tell you what, I don't care what happens, mission accomplished. It looks fantastic out there right now.
Well, it sure does, Rusty. So drying will continue here on pit road. Once they feel like it is suitable to bring the cars down pit road, they will do exactly that. Kyle Larson has led, as Alex pointed out, 32 laps of the 37. Bubba Wallace has climbed the leaderboard nicely. He is up to second, and Chase Elliott, Alex Bowman, and Ross Chastain. That is your top five. Todd Gilliland with a good run early here tonight. He's sixth. Joey Logano, Martin Truex Jr., last year's winner, Chris Buescher. Shouldn't say last year's winner, I guess, Alex. It was the last time we were here. Chris Buescher going to victory lane, and tonight it is his career start. Number 300.
It is a milestone start for Chris Buescher. Last time somebody won on their 300th start is the guy that owns his race team. A guy named Brad Keselowski was the last person to win on start number 300. There's another guy here on property that won on his 300th career start in the Cup Series 2, and he's standing to our left.
And he went on to become a member of the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Do you remember that day, Rusty Wallace?
I remember it pretty good. You always remember those days when you get to beat Earnhardt, you know? So I got to do that day, and that car felt really good, man. I'll tell you, that Kodiak Pontiac, the number 27 car, everybody remembers that car, I think. And that was a real hot rod that night. It just handled so good and was so fast. And that year, man, 1993, it went on to win 10 races that year, a third of all the NASCAR wins I was able to get. What a big year for us.
That was a good time, wasn't it?
That was a great time. I'll tell you what, there was a lot of Miller being drank back then, I'll tell you that.
That was a car that was owned by Raymond Beadle at the time, was it not?
That's
that
right.
That was before you moved on to Team Penske.
Raymond Beadle, world-class champion drag racer out of Dallas, Texas, decided to start a NASCAR team. I drove the team. The late Tim Richmond drove for him, and he was just one great winner. We lost Raymond 3 or 4 years ago, but he sure started my career, helped it get to where it was. And, man, what a great person. But, yeah, that was that hot rod Pontiac, that number 27.
Looks like the jet dryers are just about to wrap up their pass down the pit lane as we wish everybody a very happy Easter and hope it's been a safe one and will continue to be a safe one in racing here on Easter. This is the 14th time the NASCAR Cup Series has raced on Easter Sunday. I mentioned earlier, Dick Passwater won the first Easter race on April 5th, 1953. Herb Thomas has won on Easter Sunday. Junior Johnson, Joe Weatherly, Cotton Owens, Richard Petty, not once, but twice. Junior Johnson won at North Wilkesboro for a second time on Easter. Bobby Isaac, Bobby Allison, Rusty Wallace did it, Kyle Busch, and Christopher Bell.
And who did you say won that first one? And what year was it?
Dick Passwater at Charlotte Speedway, April 5th, 1953.
Little known fact, Rusty Wallace finished second on that day.
1953.
Come on. He had me going for a little while there.
You're like, hey, wait a minute, I did? All right, as we watch the field circulate around, as Alex pointed out a moment ago, pit road has been cleared. The red light's still on. They may flip it green here shortly, and if they do, then we'll bring them all down pit road. Again, this is a competition caution. As we dried pit road, we'll get ready. Green light is on, so Jason, Steve, get ready. They'll be coming down. Can't gain any spots, can't lose any spots, as long as you get on and off pit road in the allotted amount of time. Here comes Kyle, and he'll bring the entire field with him. Let's begin our coverage with Jason Toy.
Well, they bring their way down the pit lane. Fitz's first pit stall is going to be Tyler Reddick just off of turn number four. As they make their way to the pit box, they're going to come to a complete stop. Once they all do, they'll get a chance to go. Now they'll go with Martin Truex Jr. They're going to go to work on the right side. They're going to put on the Goodyear Racing Eagle yellow stripe ones, which that means they are the slick normal ones we run here at Richmond. Chassis wrench right side, put some more into it. Sunoco fuel going in. Also Ryan Blaney is in. And Steve Post, one of the things that was kind of big during this pit stop or during this caution was the team's planning on what line they're going to try to run on the racetrack. So they got a good opportunity to discuss a lot of things.
Yeah, there was a good chance, a lot of conversation here in the pit area listening to the drivers. Kyle Larson, he has the very first pit box down here in turn one. He's down and away. Bubba Wallace down in the way as well. And they'll get regathered up behind the pace car there on the backstretch. But right now I think the teams have done what we've seen is minor chassis adjustments because they don't really have a sense as to what's going to happen with the tires now that they put the slicks on. The good news on this one is it's a rather short run now to the end of stage number one, lap number 75. So this will give them a good chance to see what their cars are doing here on the slicks. So a shorter run here as we make it to the end of the first stage is going to give them a chance, and then at that point they'll start working on the race cars. I mentioned lap 75. It's actually lap number 70 is the end of stage number one.
Those pit stops were brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strummy, Aaron Everham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Going to get the signal from Joey Acock on top of the flag stand next time by. One lap to go. Before we go back under the green flag, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you in part by a Countryside Cooperative of Durand.
Motor Racing Network live at Richmond Raceway, the NASCAR Cup Series racing, the Toyota Owners 400. My name is Alex Hayden. Jeff Striegel and NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace all topside high above the start-finish line. High above turn number three, calling the action over on the backside of Richmond Raceway is Mike Bagley. And up and down the pit lane are Steve Post and Jason Toy.
And if you are just joining us, we are 43 laps into this. The first 40 laps were run in damp condition with wet weather tires. We thought we were going back under the green flag. They have since waved that off, for at least for one more lap. That gives us an opportunity to tell you what you missed, and it was pretty spectacular. On wet weather tires, we saw them racing under the green flag, two, three, and four wide, putting on a great show. Kyle Larson, Bubba Wallace, Chase Elliott, Alex Bowman, and Ross Chastain. That is your top five. Going to keep them under the